Ratio sign Aleph through Aleph ratio test.
Ratio Zion Aleph. Hold on. Aleph to where? Rashid Zion Aleph.
Through ratio test Aleph.
Your test?
Yes.
Oh, right, because he was yes, small. Okay. Simon Rashid Zion. Didn't me Shaloi Nog Avelis Ubay Gimel Sivim. Somebody wasn't Noyag Avelis. Oval, Shaloi Nog Avelis Tosh Shiva. An Oval who was not Noyag Avelis Tosh Shiva. Bain Bashoy Gimel Mezah, whether he did it on purpose, or whether he did it by mistake. Mashalloy Kol Shloshim. He's got a whole 30 days to deal with it. Chutzmina kriya, except for kriya. Shem loy kora b'shas chimum, heina kora ela b'soich zayin, the chosh of shas chimum. Because, meaning, it's too late. You can't do kriya when you no longer feel the,
Stay here.
I want to hear Baruch Hu.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Shem, sorry. Thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah. Shem loy kora b'shas chimum. Because if he doesn't tear when he's hot, ain't a kaira, ain't a kare, he can no longer tear kri anymore. So within 7 days, that's considered shaskim. But for a mother and a father, you can tear forever. All right, bays cotton shemes le mace, a cotton who died. Not a cotton didn't die, meaning a cotton. His relative died. Afilu Higdil to Shiva. Even if he became a gadol during Shiva, Kivan Shabashas Misa Hayu Potter. Since by the death he was Potter, Potter Mimeno called in Avelus, and then the whole Avelus is Potter from him. Ach Avelus to Yubes Chaydash Alav Mishum Kvaydam Yeshli Linoig. Then he should have it. Right, meaning a cotton doesn't have Avelus. I think we saw that once before. Right. But if the Avelus started in when he was a katan, then he's batal from it. Right? But he should still keep the Avelus of the year. Gimel, chayla who died, and he didn't die, I'm sorry, he has a relative who died, and he's chayla and then obviously was known to him, so if he got better, toy shiva, yamim. Then he finishes the Shiva, became Tosh Shloshim, Gomer Yom HaNesharim, and if he got better during Shloshim, so then he finishes off the Shloshim, but he does not have to finish the days that passed from his Chali, meaning he doesn't have to make it up. Does know Gam came Mixus Avelis because he was knowing a little bit of Avelis, meaning he knew about it. He couldn't sit on the floor, etc., because he was a Chayla, right? Shabbos is no, there's no Avelus, and it's not Mafsik, so it's the same thing. Ayin Le'el. She has a baby, she also doesn't have to finish her day that she passed from her birth. She just finishes the days that are left over. So this unfortunately is, the situation in Gaza trying to figure out. I mean, unfortunately they're not from too many of them, but trying to figure out if there's Eidus that's good enough that the men are dead, or this week is 9/11, or the next week 9/11, same issue, all the Aguna things with the wars and all that. Fine. So Aleph, Misavlin, Al Pi Eid Echad, you can have Avelus with one aid. The aid me Pi Eid, and even can be one person who is from another person. And by a guy, it only works Masiach Lefitume, meaning the guy can't know that you're banking on him for halachic purposes, because then he'll just make up stories. You have to somehow make it that you just want to know if the guy died. And if you have the guy says, oh, yeah, I saw this guy get killed or whatever it is, then it's fine. Somebody get a letter that his relative died. We don't know whether it was in the last 30 days or it's after 30 days. So if the one who wrote the letter is not a Baal Torah, So then we say that he's alive, and we don't trust. We about one second. Vamrinon shaloi meis at sama fuksivas again. Meaning, and we do trust the letter because that's a definite, but we don't trust that it happened. Not truth is trust is not the right word. We don't say that it happened way before. We assume that the guy wrote the letter that's the day of the death. B'chayvus abel, then he has to have averus from, let's say, the day before the letter is signed. But if he's educated, we're going to assume that he wrote the letter after Shloshim. Because if it would get to him within 30 days, he would not have written it b'stam. He would have let them know, by the way, when you get this letter, right? Meaning, because a person with tight shloshim, if he finds out about the news, he has to sit a full shiva. So he would have said this information in the letter. If it's not in there, so we're assuming that it's not from a Baal Torah. Achim hu av v'imai. But if it's the father or mother, meaning the one that died was the father or mother, kivin shaminig hu la'idia miyad, since the minig is to tell about a parent's death immediately, chayiv l'sabol, then he would be chayiv to have a regular avelus, and we assume that he found out within 30 days. Okay, simon reish yud tes din avelus b'shabbos v'yomtiv, ubay tes se'ifim. Fine, so Shabbos, shebaseich ha'shiva, Shabbos during shiva, na'ig bo'i devarim shebetzina. The only na'ig things that are hidden, da'ayinu she'azah b'tasha shamitu or rechitza, meaning things that you do in the privacy of your own home, not in front of others, that you keep on Shabbos. So that's relations and washing. Avol dvarim shebefehesya ain't a noeg. Anything in public, you're not noeg. V'lachin koydem mizmashil yom Shabbos. Before mizmashil yom Shabbos, noelus amenolim. That's when they put on the shoes. V'yoshev kisei, they sit on a chair. V'machav zabeger akaru, and then they switch out of their torn begodim. And that's where you get the. I mean, that's where you get that whole. The inyan of the Avelim coming in and everybody saying, I'm welcome. All right, but Tamat Torah, Avidavash B'tzina, learning is considered something done B'tzina. So therefore, you are not allowed to learn on Shabbos. Avalafter is a parshish name, to do Mavaseder is mutter, the Kimin Shechayavan of Lahashim Parshi Yosef, since a person is Chayiv. You hear that? You chayev to finish your parshiyos. It's no different than reading Shema. That's a little plug for those that need to finish off Ma'aser Seder or need an inspiration for next cycle. Right? That it's so important to be Ma'aser Seder that even an oval who's not allowed to learn Torah is allowed to not only allowed to, he's mechuyev to be Ma'aser Seder. Where are we going to, Naftali?
You're done. Ratio test Aleph.
Oh, just till Aleph?
Yeah.
I hear. Okay, anyways, so I hope that's an inspiration to at least we get something non-avelis out of this for the last 2 weeks. And the island, it's really required to be Baruch Seder. I once asked a big Talmud Chacham. I said, the guy told me that he said, if he's Baruch Seder, that's the only learning he's going to do. He won't be able to learn Gemara. He won't have time. He says, so what should he do? So I thought it was a good question. I went to this Talmud Chacham and says, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to be Ma'aser Seder. Finished. There's no negotiations. There's no anything. That's what you have to do. It says, like here, the Kitzur says, same way you have to say Shema every day. Nobody's ever going to say that, oh, I'm skipping Shema because otherwise I won't be able to learn. Right? It's either Shema or Gemara. No. So you got to learn. So you got to learn. You got to do Ma'aser Seder, and you got to learn. That was his answer. I didn't know what to do with that. But anyways, on that note, everybody should have a fine night.
Good night. Have a good night.